Okay, this is with a former star from the 60s, Chillicothe Butch Davis. Coach, I always felt you and Coach Fairchild came together at like a perfect storm to vault Chillicothe into the prominence they had. What was it like with the pressure of being a sophomore to play like on the varsity level?
Well, Coach was such a special person in my life. You know, you kind of get started, you don't know how talented your team is that you play with, and he kind of brought us all together. And I think it's nice to have somebody recognize you from what your talents were, but it's a team sport, and that's the thing that he always preached. So he did a great job of bringing a group of kids together that didn't know really how good they could be and made something out of it. So,
what was it like hearing your name called or reading your name in the NFL draft?
It was a long day, quite honestly. I think I was supposed to – I had some conversation about going a little bit earlier in the draft, and so I kind of gave up after the first day. And the second day I was out playing golf. I was supposed to be in class, I believe, but I was out playing golf that day, and they came out and told me on the golf course what happened with the Chicago Bears. So very fortunate for me. It was a great time for my wife and I to spend time with a club that places where people don't get to go very often. So,
is there any one special memory, special play from your high school days that you like to talk about or that stands out in your mind?
Oh, there's several, but, I think the one that I always go back to, Henry White from Carrollton, my junior year, broke loose on a 98-yard touchdown run. And trying to catch him, I thought pretty comfortable with it, but the big man was 230 pounds and outran me pretty bad, so... It's one of those things that you wish you could have done a little bit better, and they actually beat us that game. So that's a tough start to our junior year.